get it. Today is December 26, 2016, and I'm here with Mr. Ben Johnson. We're talking about Sycamore Hill. Is it okay that I'm recording you?
That's right. Is it December 26th?
It is. 27th. See, you got me. Uh-huh. See, this is what this is why we're here together. It takes a village.
Hey, look, at my daughter thing I have.
I just have too many little kids at home running around,
oh,
so I got
okay.
mom brain. Well, Mr. Johnson, thank you so much for coming out. Do you want to tell us a little bit about who you're here representing?
Okay. Well, basically, I'm here because of Freddie and Lillian Otterbridge been on me for the past 2-3 years concerning this. And like I said, Freddie Otterbridge, we were classmates at CMF's school. And he was a great sportsman, football player, basketball, everything. And I didn't play any sports. And my grandmother, Caroline Forbes Johnson, was a member of this church, along with a lot of her other cousins and family members that are Forbes. And they were a part of this church. I'm not for certain, but I'm sure at her age factor, she probably was one of the original members of this church. I said, I just said a few minutes ago, if my father was living today, February, he would be 116. Now he's 115 as of now. And because that means my grandmother and grandfather had some age on her.
Yeah.
And because my grandmother, Caroline Forbes Johnson, passed when I was 7 years old, or 8 years old. My grandfather passed, Ben Johnson passed, when I was 6 years old. And we all lived out in the Rock Spring areas. Strangely enough, two sides, Highway 43, I don't know if you know about 43 Highway.
Yeah.
One side is the Evans, other side is the Forbes, intermarried folks.
Okay.
So as my grandmother and them, for some reason my grandfather remained, his name stayed the Johnson side for some reason, I don't know why, but his first cousin and all were the Evans side.
Wow.
And then my grandmother with the Forbes side, because her father was named from the Forbes as slaves. They all were slaves on the farms there. So you had the Forbes and the Evans that owned that whole area, like going down from, I guess, Sam Branch Hill, Jonah Branch Hill, like them,
yeah.
Bee's Barbecue area, on down that way. That's where a lot of them lived all the way through there, going up to a place called Bruce. And my grandmother and grandfather lived there. They was born there, lived there all their lives, and was buried there on the farm. My father was born there and lived there for many, many years. We did move away, and then we moved into Greenville, a place called, in the area like called Riverdale now.
Okay.
Yeah. And we still, and strangely enough, my father told me many years ago when I was just a kid, since my grandfather, Ben Johnson, he had $1,000 and we're going to buy some, come to Greenville and buy some land, which more than likely, because when I went to school to Epps, they had just started building houses and everything in that area.
Right.
Across from Epps, on the other side of 5th Street, they were still farming on that side of the street. I used to go out there and work with my uncle and everything, and where you see houses now being torn down, those houses were built after the farming time was there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And because they call it now, they've sort of changed the name, I believe. If you look on the edge of 5th Street there, it's called Epps Park,
yeah,
area.
Yeah.
But they call it something else now. They changed the name now. But that's where I attended school for many years after coming from the Rock Spring area.
That's great.
And then, like I said, is a lot of us were involved in that area and Greenville area. We grew up. I grew back and forth coming to school in Greenville. Even though I went to school firstly out there as elementary school, then come to Greenville to Epps. I think my first time I went to Epps, I probably was in the 4th grade, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. And then from there, as the area changes and walking back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, with your grandparents attending the church, did you grow up hearing stories about the church?
No, my grandmother.
Your grandmother.
My grandmother attended it. My grandfather, most of the time, he came sometime because, like I said, he passed when I was 7 and she was 8. My grandmother my grandmother, my grandfather, he really loved, I guess I took a lot after my father, my grandfather. My grandfather was always jovial, talking and doing things, you know. My grandmother, I never saw my grandmother Caroline smile. Mm-hmm. Never saw her smile and all that. And she weighed about maybe 125 pounds. She had long hair that stretches all the way down to her buttocks. And she was sitting, just look at you. She would, I never saw her smile. I was almost afraid to be around her. And my grandfather, he was always so jovial and doing things and around about, a happy-go-lucky person. My father talked about it, but I don't know what happened to the $1,000.
Yeah.
We never got to land.
Well, we just thank you for coming out. Is there anything else you want us to know before we go and take some photos?
That's basically... this area, now one thing about this whole area now, this area was, this was African-American area. This was not a down, this one they call downtown, uptown, whatever you want to say, but this whole area was African-American. And then when changes started to move in and then end up getting rid of the church, then it started to change. And then when they started building the houses, like down on California, Nash Street, in those areas. Then they started building a lot of houses in the area. But when the school was built there, C.M. Epps, that's when you had a lot of influx of teachers coming here to teach. So that's when, and after, especially after this, that they started building a lot of houses in that area. And Epps Park, where they started building a lot of houses. But all this was really, because they walked, people walked from here, that my schoolmates and all that, they walked from here down to Epps from the beginning of time. So one and none of this was down here. Now, the one thing I can remember when I probably maybe about, I guess maybe 9 years old or so, I stuck a nail in my foot. And they had it in this area somewhere, up in that area. It seemed like the hospital was over here. Mm-hmm. And it was just a wood frame hospital. I can remember that. And my father brought me to get, they had my, it was all like my whole foot was poisonous. Like. And because Dr. Smith, and he's from, he's had a lot of land out around from the other side of Bell Arthur's area called Smithtown. And he was the doctor that waited on me, plugged in my foot, pulled out all that stuff. And I tell you, it really was something, because I was almost like about to lose my whole leg. I thought if it stayed that way, yeah. And I still have mug problem from it now. But the hospital was somewhere right in that area there, I think, if I can remember. Just old big building. That's basically was the hospital. And then eventually built the hospital that you have, not the one you have now, but yeah. The old one where the county commissioner's in.
Yeah.
And that was, I think that was, that building was built like a three-story building.
Yeah.
Did not have a basement or anything
yeah.
at that time.